You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea and the Ginge.
Guys, I need to make kind of a formal apology to Raising Cane's.
What did you do? Like a chicken place?
Yes,
or
the
by
chicken
Bass
place.
Pro?
It is one of my favorite Sunshine. Places in all of town, okay? I love their chicken, okay? But last time I was there, I don't like cane sauce, which people...
I've heard it's amazing.
Everybody loves it, but I like honey mustard, okay? So I'm always like, guys, can you switch... Switch my cane sauce out for honey mustard. Well, I like it so much that I'm like, and can I get two more? You know, they charge a little bit, but it's worth it.
You'll
for
pay
them.
For it, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I have specifically since COVID lost a lot of faith in drive-through workers to have the meal correct. Mm-hmm. You know, I check it every time. I can't help
You've
it.
Always done that, right?
Yeah, I actually have.
You sit there,
I don't know why
hold up the
COVID.
Line while you check your food.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I was doing it the other day. I open up the box, and there's only two honey mustard. And I'm not going to lie, I was mad, kind of. Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
So I backed up in the line. There was a car behind me, and I nearly hit him, but I didn't. So I get sassy with the guy that works at the drive-thru window. And he's like, man, we just have two extra. I was like, well, I'm supposed to have the third one. So anyways.
So you paid for a third one.
Yeah.
You actually paid for them.
Yeah,
okay.
I paid for them, okay? So I paid for the two extra. Mm-hmm. So he actually hands me two more. So I walk away with four.
Nice. Okay.
That was nice.
Thank you. Yeah, that was nice.
That's good customer service.
I agree. And I really appreciated it. And Tater Tot Jr. was in the car. And when we drove away, she was like, you were mad, weren't you? And I was like, yeah, I kind of was. I get home. I open up the box. There's a piece of bread in it. I pull it up to eat it, and the honey mustard is right beneath it.
Oh, no. So, you didn't check it thoroughly
No,
enough.
I didn't check it thoroughly enough.
Oh, they didn't mess up at all.
So I did them the way that I always accused them of doing me.
Oh, no.
So, hey, at least I'm a good person to come on air and apologize.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of people
listening.
Wouldn't own this.
No,
I mean,
true.
I will say, like,
that's
a
true.
Lot of people would still... Just go ahead and mm-hmm. just do them wrong mm-hmm. and not own it and be like, yeah, well, it's still their fault.
That's right.
And find out that they yelled for no reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate you for that.
Yeah. Yeah. No yelling either.
Okay.
It was just a...
You could just tell you're a little...
Like I said, it was a...
You wanted your honey mustard.
I want exactly.
And then you ended up getting five for three.
That is true. That was a good deal. I did put two of them in the refrigerator for next time they forget.
In case they don't give you the proper amount.
Yeah, so honestly, I might not have to check the box for a few times because I have some backups.
Oh, you know, they're going to be like, oh, this guy again.
Man.
The honey mustard guy.
I might already be that guy.
Yeah.
If honey mustard is that important in your life, it's always good to have an emergency backup.
That's so true.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.